I bought a present for Jason Jarrett at the UK Aware Show, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want him to be excited about it when I see him today at 4 o'clock. I've just walked onto another stand because I need a bag for my cups, but I'm not going to put them in a plastic bag. So I'm with Daniel, and Daniel's wearing his badge upside down. I've just had to twist my head. I think I've just actually pulled something in my neck. I'm on the stand for Anya. Yeah. Anya bags? Yeah. Or is it Anya? Is that the actual whole brand name, Anya?
The brand name is Anya, because we make a range of products with the whole idea that you keep them Anya, and you've always got the product.
Very good.
So it's an Anya bag, on your back, on your side, on
your bike even.
Yeah. We haven't quite got to Anya bike, but we've got Dump It Anya, which is probably about the most offensive, and we've got H2 Anya, which is a system of, you know, carrying water with you so that you're not using and wasting resources like bottled water.
So Daniel, tell me about how you got started in all this and when it was.
I run the business with my brother in Australia. He lives in Western Australia, and 5-6 years ago there was a real sort of fight to reduce plastic bag waste in Australia. He invented a product which was the Anya bag, made from parachute material, tucks around into a little tiny pouch about the size of a pot of mustard. The idea, you keep it on your keyring, handbag, etc., and you've got it on you, so that you can enable behaviour change when you get to the checkouts. You go, I've got my on your bag, I don't need to use a plastic.
And that's crucial, right? The behavioural change.
The behaviour change, yeah, yeah. I mean, you can make as many cotton, jute, big, chunky bags that sit in the back of your car, but if they're in the back of your car, they're not necessarily always at the checkout for you.
Right.
So yeah, all our products are designed that they're in a convenient little pouch, so that you keep it on you. And, you know, whenever you need a bag, you know, or whatever, a bottle, you know, it's there and ready for use, so that you don't go, I've lost it.
Do you think major chains should be looking at that at the tills? You know, do you want a plastic bag, or do you want to pay a little bit extra for one of these? Would they ever do that?
Plastic bags are an interesting thing. They generate an unlimited spend. So if you know that you're going to get a plastic bag at the end of your checkout system at like one of the large 5 supermarkets, you are not restricted by your purchase. One of the interesting things about plastic, about reusable bags, is that if you have your cotton bag, jute bag, or an Anya bag, you are in effect constricted by the amount of bag space you have.
Interesting.
So supermarkets will always push plastic bags because they know your average spend increases, you will shop more in there. You won't just buy your essentials, you'll also buy your impulse purchases. That's where they make their money.
I'm glad you said that on this, so that people can take that on board, because I think a lot of people, they just shop and shop and shop until the trolley's full. Maybe they design the trolleys of a certain size to make sure that you get as much in as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never even comprehend. I mean, it's the most simplest thing in the world, but I never really thought about it like that, with the unlimited bags like that.
So that's why the large 5 supermarkets have fought. They've tried to introduce legislation to ban plastic bags, and the 5 major supermarkets are fighting it on all levels because they want you to consume more. And a reusable bag will restrict your consumption.
It's just abuse, isn't it, really, if you think about it?
Yeah.
Any court of law, you could
it's
argue the case.
Littering, in effect. It's littering and filling the world with rubbish rather than...
That they probably don't need in the first place.
No.
I mean, we've all had that, I only came in for a bottle of milk.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And you go home with a nice, I don't know, prawn sandwich or something.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your products, because you've got aluminium bottles over here.
Yeah. And
Stainless steel.
I'm going to correct you just
sorry.
Because yes. Aluminium has neurological concerns.
Yes. I'm sorry.
And we make them from stainless steel.
Right.
But yeah, so I've got 9 products in total. Starting off with the bags, I make a range of bags to help you when you're shopping. Or there's also a backpack that packs away into a little pouch, and a single strap shoulder bag that packs away. But one of the recent things we've done is we've developed a stainless steel bottle with the idea that it inspires people. It's a pretty good looking bottle. Sadly, you guys can't see it, but
I'll take some photos.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a good looking bottle with the idea that it's a badge of honour. So whether you're in the office or whether you're out exercising, we all need to keep hydrated. Water is a really important resource. The statistics for water, bottled water, are horrific.
Yeah.
It takes 3 litres of crude oil to make 1 bottle of water.
And not only that, we have a floating island of this stuff in the middle of the Atlantic.
I've got the statistic wrong, sorry. It takes 3 litres of water to make 1 bottle of water, and it takes 3/4 of a litre of oil to make 1 bottle of water.
The most scary statistic in the world, isn't it, really?
It's just insane. The CO2 footprint of bottled water is 600 times higher than turning on your tap. So if you actually get a reusable bottle, hopefully made of you know, maybe stainless steel or a bisphenol A free plastic, and yeah, and just, you know, use it from the tap. We have the best tap water in the world in this country. We are utterly spoilt, and every time you pick up a bottle of bottled water, you are just unnecessarily eroding the world, this world's resources.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm blown away by your products. I'm blown away by what you stand for, and I'm loving the fact that you're rocking some Five Fingers.
Yeah.
What do you think of those? They're from Vikram, are they? Is it Vikram? Yeah. So what do you, are they comfy?
They are the most awesome shoes to wear. I did an exhibition at an outdoor show, and they were on the stand next door. Lovely bunch of guys, really nice.
Great product.
And it's the most insanely comfortable thing. When you're standing around under neon lights for 2, 3, 5 days at a time,
you need to have comfy footwear.
Yeah, you need to have comfy footwear, and also they get a bit of attention as well.
Yeah, I love them. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no
thank
worries.
You.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Thanks.